Ever tried, ever failed. No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. I had so many dreams of where I wanted to go, who I wanted to be, and what I wanted to do. You have your own story to tell. Theater companies I wanted to start with classmates, movies I wanted to be in, directors I wanted to work with, stories I needed to tell.
How much time you really waste? For real?
How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on Earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step.
Hey, you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new you.
Because let's face it, when the alarm goes off, you got your head on that soft pillow. It's all nice and cozy and warm in there. You do not feel like getting up. You should not. That snooze alarm is the dream killer. When you press that snooze button, you're killing your dreams.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock, and get up and go pursue your dreams.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
No more excuses, no more hesitation, no more procrastination, no more negotiation, no more go on the attack. You don't stop until it's done.
Don't expect front row seats if you're giving nosebleed effort. Everybody want to win. Everybody want to be on the winning team. Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody want the reward, but everybody don't want to work. We all got to work. I got to show up and show up 120. Every time, where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. Go put in work, because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level.
Beast mode is I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will not fret. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create a window when there is no window. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist. I will not be defeated because I know what my desires are and I know what I deserve.
The reason why you stop and you start and you stop and you start is because the goal is not meaningful enough. You don't have enough skin in it. You don't have nothing to lose if you don't do it. What I'm telling you is you got to create the type of scenario that if it doesn't work, you lose everything. And because you cannot lose everything, you gotta make it happen.
If you just decide, I'm gonna keep my word. If I say something, I'm gonna do it regardless. Being more considerate, more trusting, more disciplined. You owe it to yourself to give it your best effort. If you get in the habit of being mediocre or doing just enough to get by, you're not hurting anybody but you. You're cheating you. If you follow it through, if you keep your commitment to the commitment, you'll feel strong and powerful.
That kind of commitment, that kind of spirit, that kind of personal power, that kind of vision is in you.
Decide to be better. Decide to get better. Decide to get after it.
What do you do when your battle chooses you? What do you do when something shows up on your doorstep that you did not directly cause, choose, or definitely anticipate?
Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're here and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
Life is hard sometimes. Easy, it's not an option, but it's worth fighting. is worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth it. You can do it. You can do it.
There's problems that we go through that cause stress, worry, anxiety, and fear. But you might be in the battle of your life. I want to encourage you. It's not about what's happening around you. It's always about what's happening inside of you.
Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
The sentence out of your mouth is a story that you are putting out. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. Let's get a divorce. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but it's a death sentence. And as you continue to confess it, and as you continue to declare it, well, don't be surprised when it becomes true in your life. We have to make sure that whenever I feel, when I think a death sentence, I must speak a life sentence. Oh, I'm feeling the sentence of death. I'm feeling the thoughts of anxiety. I'm feeling the thoughts that I'm done. I feel like I've been used and it hurts and it's difficult. But when that happens, I start speaking out a life sentence. No, I'm just gonna keep showing up. No, I'm gonna get back up. The righteous man, he falls seven times, but he gets back up.
Never give up. Never give in, because skill can't get you past certain things. Quickness, agility can't get you. You gotta have mental toughness. Pain ain't permanent. Your pain ain't permanent. You can get through this. You bigger than your pain. You better than that.
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
See, I'm gonna live to tell the story. This too shall pass. I will remain. I'm not gonna quit. Every one of my burdens, there's a blessing on the inside of it. If you don't quit, you will win, baby.
You're gonna work through this. You're gonna get up. You're gonna get dressed. You're gonna get out. And you're gonna do what you've been called to do. You're gonna be what you called to be. And you're gonna prove that everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're gonna prove all of them wrong.
Just keep coming back. You got nothing left to give, just show back up. Half of life, man, is just showing up.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. And if you can get through it, if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing on the other side is a reward. Pain is not permanent. Pain is temporary.
The only motherfucking thing that beats you is you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
And most of y'all are not under covenant. And covenant means me and you, if the company go down, we go down with it. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in.
Everything is a test. Everything as an opportunity, if you allow it to be.
You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time. The more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You no longer playing games.
You are willing to do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get to that milestone.
When you build this mental toughness by looking at every little thing as a test of your will and your ability to do what you say you're going to do, your life is going to get better.
And the difference between beast and average people is that average people live from check to check. Average people don't think about their future. They're consumed with the present.
You're not going to be the best if you're not intentional and deliberate.
You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
You got
to
be a morning person, afternoon person, night person. You got to be when you feel good person, when you sick person, when you tired person.
I'm wired differently. I look at my wife every single day, and I said, I got to grind. I got to grind for my wife.
And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit.
People who are extremely well accomplished, they have the ability to mentally flip that switch to where they don't have a choice but to do the things they need to do. They will talk as if they don't succeed, the world is going to fucking end.
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream. We ate the dream. We rehearsed the dream. We looked at the dream. We talked about the dream. We slept with the dream. We woke up to the dream. We wore the dream. And now, boom, it's our reality.
You want this? You make up your mind.
And yes, it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand power.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you're finished, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
There's people in here far superior than me, but there's no one in here who work harder than me. We get up at 5:30 in the morning, it's pissing rain outside. Our competition's sleeping. I love that.
I will not be outworked, period.
Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. The commodity, the majority of people who aren't achieving the things that they want is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
I might not be the fastest, the strongest, the smartest, none of that crap, but I'll outwork your ass and I flat out want it more than you. It's relentlessness, man. It's pushing past barriers. It's every time you get somewhere, it's wanting to go to the next level.
You guys are entitled to What you're entitled to is an opportunity to show up and be your best. Everyone's like, oh, Craig, you're lucky. You got this, Craig, you're lucky. Everything you do is luck. Bullshit, because before it was luck, it was a belief. And every day with no one watching at 5 a.m. by myself, I trained it because I believed in it. In hopes that one day my trained ability collided with an opportunity to show it off. That's what luck is. That's what success is. Nothing subjective in there. It's all you.
You got to look at how much you're working. You got to look at how much effort you're making, the intention you're putting out there.
You got to cross the line in life. You got to go where nobody else wants to go. You got to work the hours nobody else wants the hours.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided I'm going to be a player. I decided at some point I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am. I write these chapters.
You don't need the world's permission. You don't need anyone's fucking permission to be great. Only permission you need is from that motherfucker who stares at you back in the mirror every day and a willingness to do the hard fucking work longer, harder, and better than anyone. So what are you going to do? Are you going to buy another success program looking for the secret recipe that doesn't exist? Or are you going to go do something right fucking now and do something that brings you closer to greatness? That's your choice.
You have a choice to make. You can suffer or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now. It does not have to be your residency.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing. No matter what.
You got to be bold in life, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not bold, if you're not standing up inside yourself, if you're not willing to call into being the highest and the strongest that's within you when you're facing life's challenges, life will trample you. But see, when you discover the truth of this goodness, this power that you have within you, that truth will set you free from ever being a victim in life. That truth will enable you to handle things with a level of equanimity that will surprise you.
Getting unstuck means that you are going to start living life on your terms rather than just gliding through every day on automatic. That you have a special power within. That you know that things are going to get better for you. You know that you can handle this. And because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to decide that I'm going to go all out.
We decide which moments define us. Will it be the moment we get knocked down? Or will it be the moment when we get back up? This is when we show the world what we're made of.
Listen to me. You can't give up. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
We're all being tested in life. Some of us lay the f*** down. Others find a way around the motherfucker. Family's inevitable. It's about keeping the f***ing motivation to keep moving forward the same exact path that you just failed.
People who operate in darkness, they are relentless. They never stop. And we have to make it our full-time job to fight back. You got to put your foot down. You got to get an attitude. You got to get fired up.
You got to get up, look at the man in the mirror, and go, this is what I'm doing today, whether they like it or not. I don't give a fuck. Everybody's focusing on the stupidity things that they got on the news. Don't watch the news no more. I give you the real news. You know what the news is about today? You and how you're going to conquer the world.
And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. You've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside.
You need to change on how you look at those f***ing people, what they say to you. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem. So if people talk shit to you, it doesn't f***ing matter.
That's great power in adversity. If you're a victim of any kind, make sure you use that shit to become successful.
It's about going that extra step when you fucking can't. That's what builds self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Everybody has a defining moment. Whatever your defining moment is, own it and say to yourself, after today, I will do whatever it takes to become everything I can become.
Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Expect things to be great for you because you're going to show up differently.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not going to wake up one day and find a law degree. You're going to have to work for it.
And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday,
You're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you. I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get.
It's a choice. You just have to wake up. You just have to break through. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. Cause they right now.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. Make today happen.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time, because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion, you will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion, everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I gotta do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price, they negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser.
You gotta decide that you're gonna do something and you gotta do it every day of the fucking week.
The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop.
Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days, back to back to back to back, because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable, because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Take control of your feelings. Take control of your emotions. Take control of your job. Take control of your problems. Take control of your future. And take control of your life.
You might be smarter. Your family might come from privilege. Your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This top spot is number one. That's mine. Because not one of you can outwill me. You may have been born with more genetic prowess than I have, but you cannot outdetermine me. You can't outwill me. You can't outwant me. You can't outwork me. You can't outdesire me.
The bigger your dream is, the harder the grind. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're gonna have to stay up, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. You will not outwork me, because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me.
You gotta kill. What's going to separate you from everybody else? I do things that separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is. You play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but you can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around, but you can dictate your effort.
Your dream count on you, push. And I'm about to give you no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat it, sleep it every day. So push. Just push past the pain. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success.
You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I got to take it, and I got to take it to another level. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you won't with these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears. You want what they paid for, and it ain't free.
You might be bigger than me. You might be faster than me. You might be stronger than me, but you will not outwork me.
You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you, and the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance, and it wasn't about being the hardest f***ing worker in the room.
Are you gonna say you wanna do something, do it for 2 weeks and then quit like you did last year, like you did the year before last? You say you wanna lose weight, get in shape, get your business off the ground, and then turn around and party, get lit, drink alcohol, eat like crap, and continue to live below who you were created to be? No, 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 no. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric. It is time to go from being counted out to being counted on.
You want to get better? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your alarm clock. Find your discipline and find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. Every day is a new day, a new week, a new shot at life, an opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack because I will not stop.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man ain't okay with being just space.
The only thing that you can always, always, 100% of the time control is the amount of effort that you put into each attempt. That you can control every single time.
If you wrote that this is the class that you are signing up for, then be at every single class. Make up in your mind, I will not miss one class. Every engagement I do, I don't care what event it is. When I show up, I'm bringing you the best version of Eric Thomas. No excuses.
As we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves, it's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
You can't be average and be a legend. You can't be good and be a legend. You can't be a good person and be a legend. You can't be great really and be a legend. You gotta be phenomenal. I want you to push for legend. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste.
You got the little voices in your head. And you know what they're saying? They're saying it's okay. You've done enough. Take a little rest. That's fine. You can take the day off. You don't need to go hard. That's what those little voices are saying. But you got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make the decision, yes or no. Are you going to work out today, yes or no? Are you going to win, yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself. And by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. Because that's your life. You make your bed, you gotta lay in it.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
So many people out there fail not because they don't have the ability. It's because they don't have the heart to go through adversity.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
You'll go through some failures.
When you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come, but you can't wait. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light. There's going to be a lot of times y'all about to fail. We are all a work in progress. But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. You will change the world.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
The indomitable will, if you have a belief, you can do something. The only way you grow that, like in the gym, you grow your muscles by actually exercising. To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. They're the only one that moves that needle of life. Every hero you guys had was called an idiot, crazy, a loser. You must break society's status quo. Status quo is normality. It's alive but not living. It's death on a stick, guys. The belief of the individual overrides thousands of people with just intent. Safety, comfort zones are dead zones. You have to continue to push yourself because your true potential will never be matched, guys.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth, but you got to be willing to take the hits.
The future rewards those who press on. With patient and firm determination, I'm going to press on. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. I don't have time to complain. I'm going to press on. Stop complaining. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do.
What's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life and lead to victory.
It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option. And when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. See, most people, ladies and gentlemen, are stoppable. Most people, all you have to do is tell them no. All you have to do is make it inconvenient for them. All you have to do is make it difficult for them, and they're stuck. See, they didn't know that that goes with it. That goes with the territory.
that when you want to grow, when you want to achieve, when you want to experience more, all hell will break loose. Everything that can happen will happen. See, it's one thing to believe when you got money in your pocket. It's one thing to believe when your marriage is working out and you got your health. It's easy to believe then. Oh, but when you get that diagnosis, say you ain't gonna be here long. When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life say, no, we can't do this no more. That's when you have to stand. There's something about you. There's a power in you that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself. You've got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me.
You got to draw the line. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up.
Let me tell you something. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you have been living. You deserve it.
Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life, and keep on working on your dream. Courageously hold on to your dream and not lose enthusiasm.
You got to be out of your mind to believe in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. In spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. You got to be out of your mind. That's right. I believe it.
It doesn't matter how many times I fail. I'm going to courageously pursue it. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think. This is something that I want that gives my life meaning and value.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you. And you got to pull it out. You got to cry if you got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in.
The enemy's after your mind. Out to worry you to death. Out to stress you to death. Out to break you down. Out to make you quit. Out to make you think that you can't get up. Out to make you give up on your dream. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you've got to fight is in your mind. And if you whip it in your head, you can whip it on your job. But you gotta try.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
From this day forward, I will give 120% or nothing at all.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
You got to give up that mediocre part of you.
You got to give up this common thinking you've got. It's telling you you can't do this, that you can't have this, that it's not possible for you. You got to give that up. You got to trust yourself. You got to know you came here with the stuff in you. You are a winner. You were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get this stuff. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life. And you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter. You just got to execute.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
A true dog mentality is not enough you made to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
To be your best self.
You're going
to
do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart and you are going to win.
You're after the peace and the happiness and the pride that comes with knowing exactly what the f*** you're made of.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
When nobody knows what you're doing, when you're putting in those extra reps, it's the process that makes you sweet. I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision.
I don't care if I win. I just want to keep coming after you.
You're going to knock down whatever that rock is that's been between you and your dream. You're going to keep after. You're going to be relentless. You're not going to give in. You're going to be the person who stays excited until the entire job gets done, until that dream is real. And you know, long term, all these other people, they're going to flinch. They're going to get weak, and you won't.
In those times when you want to quit, because we're all human, you make sure you remember one thing. All those times, hours, and days, you sacrifice to be the best.